السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وهو ولي الصالحين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise and glory be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, nourisher, sustainer, provider, protector and controller of every single thing exists. Peace and salutation be upon our beloved master Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family members, companions, upon every single brothers and sisters who followed, who is following the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of Qiyamah. My dear respected brothers, elders and sisters in Islam, I remind myself and each and every one of you with the taqwa, conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being aware that Allah is observing our every single movement, our every single action, our every single thought. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and you the taqwa which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed in the Quran, for which reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have made fasting compulsory in month of Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So me and you, each and every one of us, obtain, we reach, we achieve taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us. My dear respected brothers, once a year that Allah has given us this month, so that we take a small break and we reflect upon our real condition, our real situation of our life. We are so busy going behind fulfilling our needs and desire and looking at the physical needs and looking at the circumstances around us, and then we forget about the purpose why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. And we forget about akhirah, we forget about death. And then we are so busy with fulfilling our day-to-day need. It can be matters related to our family. It can be matters related to our education or studies. It can be matters which is related, all got to do with worldly matters. We are so much engaged with that. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, daily He sends us reminders. Five-time prayer and the Muazzin is calling us towards Allah is a reminder for us. And Muazzin calls us towards Hayya ala salah and Hayya ala al-falah. Hayya ala al-falah and Hayya ala salah. Rush towards salah and rush towards the victory. Hasten towards salah. Hasten towards the victory. Sometime we do come, we pray, we go back, but we don't have the presence of mind. We are not connecting ourselves with akhirah. Every moment in this life, every single second in this life, we must try and connect ourselves with akhirah. When we are busy with these worldly matters, these worldly affairs, our body becomes sick. And then our heart goes through so much of disease and difficulties within us. And each and every one of us, we really do not know what is the condition of our health. Unless something major happens, we go to doctor and the whole body checkup is done. And then doctor gives you a report saying that, oh, these are the problems you have. Then we open up and say, oh, I thought everything is fine with me. We don't know our condition of our health. Similarly, none of us know the condition of our heart. suddenly you find difficult, you get a heart attack, you go to the doctor and say, oh, there's so many blocks. What happened? We were born healthy. While we live in this world, that's a natural thing. What happened? We become ill. As a human being, our body tend to become sick. It's a natural thing. We become tired. We need a break. Because we are human being. We need to take rest. We need to have good nutritious food. All this is part of our life. Part of being a creation. Part of being weak. Part of being dependable. We are in need of all those things. So our condition of our health, our physical health, is going through a trial and test. The more we become older and older, the challenges of health will increase. Similarly, my dear brother, there is a spiritual health as well. Condition of our heart. Condition of our heart, more we interact with this world, more we interact with the people, what happens? Our heart gets affected. Our qalb gets affected. And our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there's a piece of flesh in your body. If that is rectified, the whole body is rectified. If that is corrupted, the whole body is going to be corrupted. And he said, that is only the qalb, heart. The qalb. And my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have blessed us this month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down the messengers in order to do treatment for our heart. Everything that you see, the evil around the world, whatever destruction is taking place in this earth, it can be oppression, you name it, all that got to do with the heart. It's got to do with the heart. When the heart get corrupted, when the heart get harder, and then what happens? He do not have those feeling, no conscience. Conscience is gone away. You will not feel what is right and what is wrong. You won't feel guilty. You won't feel bad about what's happening. Your arrogance will increase and increase and increase. And Allah says sometimes there are people, they transgress, they do wrong. They disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will keep giving them until bima farihu. Until whatever we are getting, they're so happy. They think nothing is wrong. Everything is happening the way we want. Then Allah says, فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. Then I will suddenly snatch them. Suddenly I'll snatch them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should protect us when we are in a condition of neglectful about the reality, about our condition in this world and our reality in our heart, you know, our condition of our heart. At that time, Allah should not send anyone, any angel, or Allah should not send death for us. May Allah protect us from that condition. This is the month of Ramadan that Allah has blessed so that we reflect and we just think about what is my condition at the moment? Where am I? What am I doing? So we need to treat our heart. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yunus, it's a surah which was revealed in Makkah, but there's lots of communication in Surah Yunus with regard to the Quraysh. People of Makkah who rejected this message. And comes down in the 53rd verse. 53rd and the actual 56th and 57th. And 57th and the 58th verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhannas, qad ja'atkum maw'idhatum min rabbikum. قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين قل بفضل الله فبذلك فليفرحوا وخير مما يجمعون الله أكبر. He says, يا أيها الناس, oh human being, oh humanity, Allah is addressing everyone. قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down advice, nasiha, reminder from Lord. From your Lord, the reminder has come. From your Lord, has come. Advice has come. Allah is counseling us. وَوَعِظَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ For each and every one of us. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ Not only that, not only counseling. شِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ And it is a cure for what is in our chest. What is in our chest? That is what? Heart. The entire Quran was sent down as a shifa, cure for the problems that human being that we face. For all the disease in this world. We know about cancer, we know about diabetes, we know all this. Heart disease, so many diseases are there. Those are physical diseases. There are other diseases in the disease of the heart. Arrogantness, being, you know, jealous, having bad thought about other people, you name it, our heart, desire for this world, a person who is actually, is having sin to the world. It is a disease in your heart. Your heart will never ever, when you have this disease, your heart will never ever be content with the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Quran as a shifa. Shifa for all the reason, you know, all the sickness that humanity is facing. And the entire Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about shifa in the honey, Allah says, there is shifa in honey. But when it comes to Quran, He says, entire Quran, shifa'un li. The Quran is shifa. Cure. So much of problem that we are facing, but do we actually connect with the Quran with the intent of, you know, curing our diseases? We think I'm healthy, nothing wrong. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from a condition that we think we are healthy and sudden we collapse. Sudden we collapse. May Allah protect us. So the Quran is being sent down as shifa. And wahuda wa rahmah. Allahu Akbar. And it says, as a guidance and the mercy lil mu'mineen, for the believers. It's shifa. But guidance and rahmah only for believers. When it comes, Allah says, مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ Allah doesn't say it is for the believers alone. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ O humanity, Allah is calling us, O people. Allah's advice have come from and shifa for whatever that's in your heart. Allahu Akbar. This is for everyone. And huda, guidance and rahmah for the believers. Guidance and rahmah. My dear respected brothers, what do we need most in this world? We need guidance. We need guidance. And we need the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rahmah of Allah, so that through that rahmah, that we will be able to know what to do, when to do, how to do. We think it's our talent, no. In Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about Dhulqarnain alayhi salam, when he actually built a huge wall, people start praising. He said, هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي This is the rahmah from my Lord. Every single talent and ability, the fadl, the bounty that we have, it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In month of Ramadan, Allah has opened the doors of the mercy. That's why I say month of Ramadan, the entire month is rahmah. But the first 10 days, there is a special rahmah. Entire forgiveness. But the second 10 nights, special forgiveness are there. Entire month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freeing the slave from the hellfire. But the last 10 night, especially Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is freeing. The hadith is there, Sayyidina. First, awwalu rahma, wa awsatuhu maghfira, wa akhiruhu itqun minan nar. It doesn't mean that only the last Allah, no, every single night in Ramadan, Allah is opening the doors of mercy, rahma. Every single day, Allah is opening the doors of rahma. When you come to masjid, that is the dua that we read. Allahumma ghfir li dhanbi waftah li abwaab rahmati. Allah, forgive my sins and open the doors of mercy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down this Quran as shifa, rahmah, and huda, guidance for all of us. And my respected brothers, do we really have a relationship with the Quran based on these things? What is our relationship with the Quran? There's actually three actions. One, when it comes to Quran, there's the ibadatul lisan. That the worship, the act of worship that you're supposed to do with your tongue, that is the recitation of the Quran. Recitation of the Quran. We must keep engaging our tongue, what? Reading the Quran. Keep reading it. Every single letter has to be read. So there is shifa, there is rahmah, there is guidance to that. When you're doing that, and then there is the action of the heart. We must try and understand, do tadabbur and tafakkur of the Quran. Every single meaning, try to understand that, internalize it. Do we do that? Such a great blessing. You know, Quran is such a great blessing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the, you know, the 58th ayah in Surah Yunus say, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا وَخَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. O Prophet, tell them, بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ, by the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the bounty. This is the greatest ni'mah. Based on the Quran, that be happy, express the happiness that Allah has made us the Ummah of Quran. Ummah of Quran. And huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un. That is the best ni'mah, the best fadl, the best bounty that we can gather. Allahu Akbar. Khayrun mimma yajma'un. Whatever, you know, we actually collect wealth. We collect that and this. Allah says that is a khayrun mimma yajma'un. That is the best. Collect. What is it? Quran. Best. This month became great month because of night of Laylatul Qadr, and the night of Laylatul Qadr becomes the great night because the Quran was revealed. Do we appreciate that? How many of us appreciate the Quran? Quran, it's a very personal relationship between us and the Quran because Allah is talking to each and every one of us personally. Allah is talking to us. فَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if my slave ask about me, say, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Inform them, قُلْ فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. I am very close to you. I am very close to you. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. I will answer every single one who calls, every single one who appears, every single one who requests. I will answer the call, every single whoever, the entire individually will recognize us. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let them answer my call and have belief in me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expect that. We need to respond to Allah's call, and we need to have belief, faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this month of Ramadan, Allah has blessed us so that we connect and we take a break and see what is the real condition of our heart. Reflect, go through every single day what you are going. Just go through in your life and ask yourself from morning to evening, what is it? Do you love more? One way of testing our condition is that just ask yourself, am I ready to die? Am I ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What happens when you think about death? Does it scare you? Or are you very happy to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have to ask ourselves. That is the condition. That shows the condition of our heart. Because we were born, only one thing is certain in this life. Soon as we are born, one thing, rest are not certain. What is certain? Only one thing is certain, that is the death. The rest, whether you will get married, whether you will get qualified, whether you will have children, what you will eat, what will happen, nothing is certain. How long you live, nothing is certain. Only one thing, soon as a child is born, immediately next thing is certain. There is no death. Rest, where we will live, what we will, you know, whom we will meet, what clothes we will wear, how much education, what's the job we will do, nothing is certain. But that is the condition of our heart. Are we ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we ready? We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always, oh Allah, make us amongst those who are happy to meet you, Ya Allah. Happy to meet you. We must be happy to meet. And through fasting, this is something very beautiful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ. The one who fast, he has two moments of happiness. فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ الْإِفْطَارِ. The moment of iftar. He have really fasted properly. It's not about, you know, he has not seen food. But that is accomplishment. You sacrifice the whole day. You stayed in hunger, in thirst, in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you complete that fast, Allah gives you some type of joy. You don't get it anywhere. It's a joy and happiness. And they say, فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّي. And the people who fast, Allahu Akbar, they have happiness the moment they meet their Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us among those who will be happy to meet our Lord Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are happy to meet Allah, Allah is happy to meet us. He's happy to meet us. So that shows the condition of our heart. If our heart is attached to this world, we are not ready. If our heart is attached so much, right? We are so much of greed in our heart, we are not ready. We don't want to leave and go. And when you have this attachment, my respect, Allah will test you. You must always say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Inna lillahi is not the dua for the person who passed away. It is a reminder for us, the reality. We are reminding ourselves. Reminding ourselves. When we lose something, you feel so pain. Why? Because of attachment. And then we are going to say, no. It's not belong to me. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillah. Nothing belongs to us. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected brothers, month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. The purpose, the objective of the month is that we purify our heart. Some fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none of the amal. I have many ulamas are here. I still ask my ustad and I ask many ulama, no amal, no action Allah attributes to himself except for fasting. He says, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzibi. Fasting is for me and I will reward. No actions, no other. Allah doesn't say the salah is for me, sadaqah is for me, zakat is for me, hajj is for me. No. You'll never find a hadith. Only when it comes to fasting, Allah says, As-sawmu li, because you know what? In fasting, there is so much sincerity and ikhlas. Because you cannot differentiate between the fasting of a 10 years old, 40 years old, whether you're fasting or not, no. It is a very sacred relationship between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, that. No one else sees that, whether you are fasting or not. Only Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. For sake of Allah, you stay away from halal food. For sake of Allah, you stay away from halal drink. For sake of Allah, you stay away from your halal spouse. It's all for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Haram, leave it aside. It is for sake of Allah. Allah have made it halal, but I'm saying, Allah, for you, month of Ramadan, I'm staying away. And then you know what? Allah attributes people who are connected to the Quran as Allah's family. These are the 2 points I want to make. People who fast, Allah says, the fasting is for me. And similarly, Allah says, the people connected to the Quran, what? They Ahlullah. Ahlullah. People of Allah. Wa khasatuhu. Very close associate of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Normally Allah does not claim anything like that. But people of Quran. So my dear respected brothers, month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. That's so that we build a very close relationship with the Quran. And we build very close relationship with the Lord Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Quran has been sent down as a shifa for all the diseases in this world. It can be our physical disease, spiritual disease, everything. For all those things, Quran is shifa. And Quran has been sent down as huda and wa rahmah. It's as a guidance and a mercy for the believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and you that we benefit through the Quran, we connect through the Quran and get the real spirituality and connect ourselves with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be among those who are muttaqeen and to be, inshaAllah, to be granted the tawfiq to reach the night of Laylatul Qadr. The remaining nights are going very fast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us night of Laylatul Qadr. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.